The Gospel for December 20 is Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this is the most extraordinary conversation ever. In this conversation, God is inviting Mary to become the mother of God. And in this is going to depend our salvation, the coming of the Messiah. We all have heard this story before, but don't make the mistake of passing it by thinking you understand. The most important thing we can do to prepare for Christmas is to ponder the Word, to yield to the Word, so that it transforms us, so that we become so close to Mary that we have her same love and expectation and preparation for the coming of the Messiah. Now, Mary is not a gullible person that is prone to believe in extraordinary things, but she is totally open and believes in God. And so God can speak to her this most amazing message. Think about the moment where Mary is told that she will bear a son when she and Joseph had already covenanted to be virgins, even after marriage. Why do we know this? Well, otherwise, it won't make any sense that she says, "How can this be, since I have no relations with men?" If she was planning to have relations with Joseph, she would not have asked that question. And so they wanted to consecrate their lives in this special way as virgins together. But God comes and shows them that the purpose of that is because she will be the mother of God. There's so much to meditate in every line, but just two more points. Number one, the focus of the whole message is that Mary is going to be the mother of God. That's the invitation. And perhaps any of us would just close in on that and forget about everything else. It's something that I have to now prepare for. But not Mary. Mary listened to the full message. And part of the message is that Elizabeth is in her sixth month. And so Mary is moved by the Spirit to forget about herself and go forth in haste to visit Elizabeth, knowing full well that when she comes back, she herself is going to be pregnant and it's going to be difficult for her. How do I explain this to Joseph? But she's just trusting in God and doing what God wants. And finally, number two here, it says, the angel departed from her. The angel did not stay around with Mary in a way that she was protected from all difficulties in an easy way. Of course, God was always protecting her, but it's not something that Mary could always see or experience. She lived by faith, even when she saw nothing. So the angel did not stay around to be able to explain to everybody what was going on, but God took care of her. And God is taking care of us in our life, in our present moment. So let us trust and be like Mary as we prepare for Christmas. God bless you.